Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Seton, what if I told you there's a bacon, then there's number one thick cut, tastes like a touchdown in your mouth bacon?
You must be talking about Wright brand bacon, because they are not playing when it comes to the premium quality of their bacon.
It's thick cut, hand trimmed, and real wood smoke, real. And you can tell.
So why settle for average bacon when you can have the real stuff?
That's right. And if you're looking to upgrade any meal, try Wright brand bacon. That's called Wright brand bacon. You won't regret it.
Experience bacon the right way.
You are listening to The Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Somehow made it to the final hour on this Friday. Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. It's a meat Friday. Guy Fieri will examine the recipe. He'll join us coming up in about 20 minutes from now. Our good friend Peter Schrager from the Emmy-nominated Good Morning Football is going to join us. Are we in competition with Good Morning Football for the Sports Emmy, Paulie?
Technically.
Well,
oh, sorry. Yeah, they're in the mix.
Okay.
Outstanding daily studio show.
Maybe a side bet with Good Morning Football. We do their show and then they do our show. Wait, well, what do you get if you win? Like, do you get to do the other show? Or does that sound like you lose and you have to do the other show? How about one of the Danettes has to be on Good Morning Football if we win? And then if Good Morning Football wins, then one of their... Yeah, but we already have their people on. No, they're not having any of you guys on, I don't think. McLovin?
I bid on.
As a football insider?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Man, they're just handing that title out to anybody.
No, I wasn't a football insider. I was more just a friend of the show, like 2 years ago.
All right. Let me bring in Peter Schrager. He is one of the co-hosts of the Emmy-nominated Good Morning Football that airs Monday through Friday at 7 Eastern on NFL Network. Is that the first nomination for the show?
We were nominated once before and did not win. I've been to that thing in a tuxedo and sat there while Wilbon and Kornheiser mailed it in, didn't even show up and got theirs. It's an honor that you guys know quite well to be nominated to show up and watch two individuals who don't go to the event get the award for the 6,000th time. So maybe one day we'll get PTI. And McLovin did come on the show and basically talked about Andy Dalton and our ratings went skyrocketed. It was awesome.
Well, you can still have him on while he still has a job in Chicago, because I don't know how long you think it is before Justin Fields takes over in Chicago.
It's interesting because I think if Matt Nagy was about, you know, saving his career or trying to just last as long, the move is you start Dalton to like week 10 or 11, Fields comes in and then suddenly has this resurgent second half of the season. Like, well, you can't fire Nagy now. They just got started. But I go back to 2012, yeah, when I was covering the NFL for Fox, and I showed up in Seattle for training camp, and Matt Flynn had just signed his training, his free agent contract for huge money, and everyone was like, we love Flynn, but our third round pick is outplaying him every single day in practice and looks amazing. We can't not start this guy, and it was Russell Wilson. If Fields does that in training camp, I don't care what plan Nagy has with Mahomes and Alex Smith in his mind with Dalton. If Fields is the better quarterback, the players know, and you can't go into week one and say, yeah, but we have a plan. No. Fields is the guy. We'll see him on NBC with Alan Chris on the call, taking on the Rams week one.
Who should have drafted Justin Fields?
You know, it's funny because I think he ends up in the right place and he's going to have an opportunity to start and he'll be a hero because of the Big Ten connection. And Chicago's always had this quarterback need. What was interesting to me was that teams passed on Justin Fields. Like, if he goes on to be great, will the Broncos regret taking a corner when they already have some great corners at 9 overall? Will the Panthers regret taking a corner? How about the Eagles? The Eagles had the 10th overall pick and Justin Fields is sitting there. Do we know if Jalen Hurts is very good? I don't know if Jalen Hurts is better than Justin Fields, and they took a wide receiver with the first pick when they traded back. So I find that to be interesting, that 8, 9, 10. And the Eagles kind of get a pass. It's like, all right, well, they traded back and they got a third round pick and they got Devontae Smith. I think if Justin Fields is a great quarterback, it's almost like when the Bears took Trubisky over Mahomes and Watson, everyone crushes the Bears for it. But you also know the 49ers took Solomon Thomas over Mahomes and Watson as well. So if you take a wide receiver and Justin Fields was on the board and he goes on to be what everyone hopes he can be, then I think that's a very interesting decision by Philly.
What is Deshaun Watson's trade value?
I don't think it's much right now, to be honest, Dan. I think everyone's waiting to see what happens here, and everyone's in wait-and-see mode. So,
but even a civil lawsuit or lawsuits that are settled, what's his trade value?
His trade value is they drafted a quarterback in the third round in Davis Mills, and they've got Tyrod Taylor. And if he's cleared of these things or he settles them and the NFL gives him a suspension for a few weeks and then he comes back and they welcome him back in open arms and he's willing to play for them, he's the Houston Texans quarterback. I don't think he has even 80% of the trade value he had back in February when these stories started coming out. And I could tell you that there was a lot of teams that are thinking, okay, well, let's at least put Deshaun Watson on the board and say, what would it take to get him? And those calls weren't answered by the Texans. Nick Caserio, the first year GM, was like, he's not on the block. We're going to work this out. It's going to be fine. And then this stuff blew up. And I don't know any team who wants to touch this right now. I don't, it's civil, non-civil, settled, not settled. It's not like he can't play quarterback anymore. I just don't think any other teams want that on their hands as this is all happening, as you said before the break.
Why is it that we always hear the Dolphins involved in, you know, possible trade talks or getting a quarterback, you know, Russell Wilson, Deshaun Watson, you know, they've had Tua for a year and not even a full year. Like, it just seems this is what I kept seeing with San Francisco with Jimmy Garoppolo. He's our guy. Meanwhile, we're trying to get Tom Brady. You know, we're trying to trade Garoppolo. Hey, anybody else that we can get here? It just feels kind of uncertain in Miami with Tua.
Yeah, look, the Niners, to finish that point, I mean, they did at least inquire about Aaron Rodgers the day before the draft, so it's not as if they don't have interest to go beyond Jimmy as a veteran or for the rookie, which they drafted. The Dolphins are interested because he went 6-3 last year. And you'd say, well, that's great for a rookie. But in the biggest moment in week 16, when they're playing in Las Vegas, he got benched, he got yanked. So when Flores comes out and says, I have the full confidence in him and he's our guy, you almost look at that with a side eye because in the biggest of moments, he didn't. You went to Ryan Fitzpatrick. They did not draft a quarterback. They had the third overall pick. Sorry, this is a microphone. All right, they had the third quarterback and they traded back to 12 then up to 6 and took a wide receiver. To me, that's the utmost confidence in their quarterback. They showed that with their actions. And yet, if I was to wake up in August and you told me, oh wait, Deshaun Watson was traded to the Miami Dolphins, I wouldn't be shocked at all.
I don't know if you saw this report by Mike Florio. He said that he hears Aaron Rodgers believes he was promised a trade before the Packers changed their mind. The Packers said that unequivocally false. Not only that, but the Packers weren't even aware that Rodgers believed that he would be traded. It's tough to separate fact from fiction here, of wondering, because I haven't heard Aaron Rodgers say anything, but the coverage is bigger than the story itself, it feels like right now.
Yeah, and that for Aaron Rodgers or played again.
Wait, hold on. You got to get your mic. See, our show was nominated for a Sports Emmy. That doesn't happen with my microphone.
But who takes the hit for this? He's on our show.
That should hurt. They should revote.
That's Good Morning Football equipment.
That's what that is.
Is it subterfuge?
Yeah. No. See? Is he... You know what Schrager's doing? He's sabotaging
He's sabotaging
show.
Us.
He's tanking the segment.
Wow.
How's this?
There. Yeah. There. Are you back now? Are you happy with what you did?
Do you know how excited I am to come into your studio, the one down there in Tribeca or the one in Connecticut? And I'll sit on your lap. I'll hug you then. Like, I am so ready to be off this Zoom. I'm done with Zoom.
Of all the people on your show.
I'm the last one.
I don't know if I want you sitting on my lap.
I know. Get the Traeger grill ready. I'll just get some food, whatever you want. Back to Rodgers. It's become a cottage industry now. Of like, I played with Rodgers at some point in my career. Let me get in here and weigh in and tell you that he's going to be happy. The truth is, we've all been hearing all offseason, anyone who is in my role, that he's unhappy. So the Packers can't say that they were blindsided by that. But then you get to the different degrees of it. Did they know he wanted to be traded? Did they make a promise to be traded? I don't know. I don't know that. I just knew this, that Rodgers has not refuted any reports out there, including the Jerry Krause one, including the Jake Comerow one, and including the one that he wants Goody to be fired. He has not come out and said anything. So the man who is most silent in this has been Rodgers, and the silence is deafening to me. It tells me that he's not refuting any of this. He's going to let it play out. He's going to let everyone talk and say what they want to say. But all those negative charges and all those things that were accusations, he hasn't refuted one and said, now, wait a second, that one's not true. And knowing Rodgers, he watches everything, he hears everything. I think he's aware of what the conversation is right now. And he's not out there batting his fist saying, no, wait a second, that was not right. That one wasn't right. To me, I know he's unhappy. And everyone just thinks because we're 2 weeks removed from the Schefter report that things like, you know, okay, the dust has settled, cooler heads will prevail. I don't know if that's true. I think Rodgers is still really upset with the Packers.
Who should trade for him?
I think Denver should trade for him. I think Denver should give the farm for him. They've got a really good young roster, and they've got a first-year GM. And if his big first swing is to get Aaron Rodgers, that's amazing. And I think the other team is, I think the Raiders should listen. I think the Raiders should really consider it. Derek Carr has been a good quarterback in this league, but they are opening a new stadium in Vegas. They've got a whole new feel, and I feel like, gosh, Rodgers in Vegas, like the Raiders become the most relevant team in the league. And I don't know what it would take draft pick-wise, but I'm of the belief, I look at like what Seattle did with Jamal Adams and what the Rams did with Jalen Ramsey and now what the Niners did. Draft picks to me, are they come and go? If you can get Aaron Rodgers, I would give him whatever they're asking for.
Yeah, but he's not closer to a Super Bowl in Denver. Like if I'm looking at this from Aaron Rodgers' perspective of you're not going to have control over the roster.
I don't think you get to pick. If you're the one being so upset under contract for 3 years and you've got this team that's gone 13-3 and you're so unhappy, I don't think you also get to pick where you end up.
No, I don't know. Because he can just say, look, I don't want to go there. I'm going to retire.
Okay.
Like I would
rather retire than wear another team's jersey. I mean, I look at it this way. He doesn't have a no trade clause. He doesn't have the same, like everyone's like, well, they wouldn't want to ruin relations with him on the way out. It's pretty ugly right now. And he's still there. And I look at Detroit. Stafford talked to the Lions. They were like, we're rebuilding. Let's make this work. Let's make you happy. We don't want to have a Calvin Johnson situation. Packers aren't looking to rebuild right now. If they had to trade Aaron Rodgers, I don't think they'd be letting him dictate where he goes.
Anybody apoplectic on the Tim Tebow situation there on Good Morning Football?
No, in fact, we've taken the other side of it. I think we're all like, relax, everybody. He's going to try out and it's fine. But I know it's become a much bigger debate on other shows and people are outraged by it. I can't get upset about it. We know what it is. Urban knows Tebow. He's going to bring him in. He's going to give his guy a shot. And if he makes it, good for Tim Tebow. He earned it. I don't know what to say otherwise. I mean, I don't cry for the undrafted tight end and his opportunity being wasted by Tebow. Tebow deserves a shot if he wants to play.
Do you know that the Cowboys used to draft players in other sports?
Oh yeah,
the Cowboys.
Stash them.
They drafted Carl Lewis. They drafted Pat Riley. I mean, imagine if that happened now. How these shows would be up in arms. Can you believe they wasted a pick on a basketball player or a track guy?
Absolutely. And like Spurrier in 2002, when he came to Washington, didn't just bring one of his guys. He brought Jaquez Green. He brought Shane Matthews. He brought Danny Werfel. Like, this is nothing new. College coaches like having their familiar faces in there. This is the guy who's the extension of me. And even if Tebow shows up for training camp or a couple of weeks into training camp and sets the tone and here's what coach likes, like, then he made an impact. I know there's greater issues at play, and people will say, well, that the opportunity cost of Tebow taking a roster spot there means someone else who's more worthy didn't get that opportunity. I'm sorry, that's the real world. And unfortunately, Urban Meyer gets to make the decisions. He's a private business in this case, and he can put whoever he wants on his team.
I hope you have a great weekend, Peter.
Oh my God, I got worked up there by Tebow. You did it.
I know, I did. I kind of toyed you. Toyed
Good
with
luck
you.
With the sports Emmy, guys. I'm rooting for you.
Thank you, Peter.
One of us should win, right?
Thank you. We should. Thank you, Peter.
Thank you.
That's Peter Schrager, who I think tried to sabotage his segment there. NFL Network, Good Morning Football. Yes, Eden.
Too late, Schrager. Voting's already in.
Yeah. Nice try.
Nice try.
Hey, why? He probably told everybody on Good Morning Football, watch when I go on. I'm going to act like my mic doesn't work. Ah! Yeah. We saw right through that, Schrags. Yeah, Paul.
That explains all his past appearances, too. Oh, sorry. Oh, that's my bad. Is my mic on?
What the heck is
Guy
going
Fieri
on?
Guy Fieri next.
Good Morning Football airs Monday through Friday at 7 Eastern on NFL Network. What's the poll question we're going to stay with in the final hour?
Okay, would you rather be considered incompetent or a cheater? Actually, 67% say incompetent right now.
Okay. We were talking about Bob Baffert. Is he incompetent? Or is he a cheater? Because he's being accused of cheating, but also incompetence here. Yeah, McLovin.
I like this sort of, I'm calling it the Godfather theory, that you keep the cheaters at, like, it's not me, somebody else.
Yeah.
Like, Belichick had no idea about Deflategate. Not that it really even was cheating, but he's like, I don't know. This has nothing to do with me. This is the quarterback room.
Yeah, Seton.
I think people have this whole Aaron Rodgers is silent, so it must mean something storyline completely wrong.
Okay.
I think that if you're, because I know that, I think Bill Belichick takes this same
approach.
Why don't
you save your theory?
Okay.
How about we do that?
Okay.
How about we we'll take a break, and then Guy Fieri will, and Guy doesn't like eggs, by the way. We're going to have Guy weigh in on the menu today. The deviled eggs. That'll be coming up. 16 after the hour. This is the Dan Patrick Show. What do I have here, Seton, that's not in front of me?
Oh, it's only a card that's accepted in 99% of
Discover
places all over the globe.
Oh, the Discover credit card. It's accepted in 99% of the places. They automatically match the cash. You get that back at the end of your first year.
Yeah, cash back.
Yeah, automatically. So get used to hearing the word yes more often. It's discover.com/yes, right? 2021 Nielsen report.
Limitations
apply. Discover.com. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables. Ooh, yum. And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
The original light beer, 1975, Miller Lite.
Yeah, the original.
Yeah, 1975. Perfect companion for us grill masters across the United States. This past weekend, even Mother's Day, I'm treating myself while I'm treating my wife for Mother's Day. Out there cooking, and I've got my Miller Lite, my friend, right there with me. Miller Lite keeps it simple. Undebatable quality. You can't debate it.
I would try it.
No, you can't. Taste as great as the barbecue you're making. The beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters most. It tastes like a beer. Less filling. Only 96 calories. With a Miller Lite in hand, grilling doesn't just taste great. It tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells great beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Free samples, free shipping, and our 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step and into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We've been talking about the Patriots game against the Buccaneers. That is by far and away the most expensive ticket right now in the secondary market, October 3rd. Anywhere from $1,400 to $1,500 for the worst seats in the house. Next most expensive game, September 13th, the home opener for the Raiders, a Monday night game against Baltimore. The opener initially priced out at roughly $800 per get-in ticket in the first wave. I believe Guy Fieri is a Raiders fan. Not sure if he'll be there for the opener of that new stadium in Vegas. And Guy Fieri, the celebrity chef, host of Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives, and a million other shows, joining us on the program. Guy, are you going to be there for the Raiders home opener in Vegas?
I'm going to tell you what, you're going to have to pry me away from that place. I opened a restaurant there. Well, we built a restaurant inside of the stadium. We were so excited to open and, Guy Fieri's tailgate. And unfortunately, we didn't have the exact season we wanted. So, we're going to be there. You know, my kid went to UNLV. I went to UNLV. So we're both proud to be, Vegas, Raiders, all of it.
Is Vegas a good food town?
I'll tell you, DP, back in the day when I went to college there, it was who made the best buffet. You know, it was like buffets would go crazy. Sometimes there were big numbers and you couldn't find a great restaurant at all. And now I think Vegas is a food destination. I mean, I think people go for gaming still and they go for concerts. But really one of the main focuses about Vegas is the food and beverage program.
If I gave you a sneaky pick, state-wise or city-wise, for great food?
If I gave you a pick?
Yeah, I'm going to give you a pick, like a smaller town, city, where you go, man, that per capita, that one is off the chain, as you might say.
Wow, I really like how you throw that around. Okay, it's a big city. It's a big little city, I always say, Chicago. Chicago is one of my all-time faves. It just has so much culture. It's so diverse. It's old, it's an old city. Not as recognized, I think, as New York and LA. But I got to tell you something, talk about amazing food. I was, however, just in Houston the other day. I went down there and I was hanging out with my buddy Bagwell, Jeff Bagwell. And he's what a character, him. And we were down there and I'm telling you, that Houston scene is blowing up with food. I was there 5 years ago and had Jeff on Triple D. And I went back and I thought, I'll go back to some of the old places, whatever. It grew exponentially. So Houston's a great city. I mean, I every time I go back to a city, I'm coming up your way, by the way, this
when?
Fall.
When? You keep saying this.
No, I knew you were going to say that. So I have a bunch of, our president of Food Network lives up in your area. My agent, Jason Hodes, and Jeff Google live up in that area. I said, okay, listen, I've been saying it long enough. September, October, I'm coming up there. Right before it gets really cold and too cold for a California dude, it's going to happen. We will talk about this.
Okay. Toughest food to cook to get right?
One of the foods that's beat up the worst is just flat out chicken breast. It gets that's kind of the simple one, but I see people overcook it all the time. It becomes dry, becomes terrible. Steak. you know, more times than not, steak gets abused. You know what it is? Things dry out faster than people anticipate. Nobody likes, there's two ways of cooking. Not two ways, but it's either hot and fast or low and slow. Put a fast sear on a steak and then finishing in the oven, or reverse searing it or sous viding it, where you really let the steak come up to temperature before you put a crust on it. But I see a lot of steaks get hammered, cooking it too much on one side, not on the other. But I think to answer the question, wild game is probably the most difficult for people to cook. Two reasons. One, it's super lean. Two, people don't have a lot of experience with it.
We have our Meat Fridays here, and
I want to come for Meat Friday. I want to be there for Meat Friday.
You know, we have Tyler who cooks, so I don't know if we would have you cook, Guy. I mean,
I'm out. I'm not even in yet.
Not yet. We have deviled eggs today. I know you don't like eggs. Oh, I can see it from the look. Yes. Yeah, yes. I'm not a deviled eggs guy, but should we have rethought this?
Well, I personally don't feel that deviled eggs falls into your Meat Friday. I mean, I think that there's a lot of things that go into Meat Friday. I mean,
They sprinkled bacon on it and they had it on the grill. So technically,
I mean, I give points of creativity. There's no question about that. But I think that there's just so many other fantastic options. When you call something Meat Friday, I mean, that's kind of like drum roll and music and fanfare. I mean, I'm Chateaubriand. I'm skirt steak. I'm Argentinian. I'm some big beef ribs.
Well, we have pork on there. We have pork, but we also have broccoli with Parmesan on it.
Well, I mean, you know, there's sometimes just differences between the East Coast and the West Coast. Maybe on the East Coast, that's what, when you're rocking the Meat Friday.
No, it's not.
Broccoli and deviled eggs.
That our cameraman, who's health conscious, he made the suggestion. We don't want it, but we'll do it. But, you know.
Maybe throw that into Thursday then, Dan. Thursday, that sounds like a really nice Wednesday or Thursday menu, but Friday, we're going Meat Friday. Call me for Meat Friday next time. I'll send recipes. Matter of fact, I'll send you some. You know what you need is some big tomahawk chops. Or I've got a bunch of moose meat. I'll send you some moose meat. Make moose meat meatballs. That'd be a good choice.
Okay, but I want you to come in and cook. Is that rude, though, if I ask you to cook?
It's not rude. I take that as not only an invitation, but it's the gauntlet has been put down.
Oh, my God.
I don't know. Can we call it, if I make it there on a Wednesday, can we call it Meat Friday?
We can call it whatever you want. Yeah, we can call it whatever you want. Yeah.
Hey, by the way, so a good buddy of mine, and I've mentioned him a few times, he watches your show all the time, but someone had mentioned in a couple of posts that I have my Dan Patrick going in the background here with all the bobbleheads. My collection of goods. I got Macho Man Savage in the back. I said, I take a good example. I know when the show is going the right way, you got to have the right display going, huh?
Look at what I've done. I'm very impressed, because last time we kind of mocked you when we were done with you, that it looked really lame. Like you cleaned up your shop there. I like that.
You mock me.
Yeah, we did.
I'm almost a couple more things and I'm not going to be able to see you. You are almost behind. You're going to be Wilson over the fence in a second.
But when I have Bobby Flay on, man, his background is awesome. Just letting you know. I mean, he kills it.
Just bring it. I think this is awesome. Well, I imagine Bobby, you know what? I think if
could you take Bobby Flay?
You wouldn't agree with deviled eggs either.
Could you take Bobby Flay?
To the game,
fighting
to see the Raiders beat the Patriots.
No, like Vegas? let's say UFC, like you and Bobby Flay in the octagon.
Oh, I don't know. I know Bobby's pretty tough. I'll tell you what, Bobby is an amazing chef, an awesome restaurant, awesome restaurant owner, great on TV. I mean, he's been doing this thing a lot longer than me. I don't know who I'd put my money on. You can't bait me into these, Dan.
I can't. Yeah, maybe if you get liquored up a little bit, then maybe I can.
That's probably what happens. We're smoking stars on our Meat Friday show. It'll be on a Tuesday when we're up there shooting Triple D. But you're going to come on Triple D with me. I think we have talked about this.
Yeah, I will.
And we're going to go do, I told you, tell me some of your favorite joints. You know, when my agent pitches me and says, hey, by the way, there's this pizza place up here. I'm not saying you have to go to it, but it is my kid's favorite. And I'm like, really why I imagine I'll be coming up there shortly. But we need to. We haven't shot up in your area in quite a while.
But, Paulie, I got that show with Giada that I'm doing.
For years.
I don't know if I'm going to have time to spend with a guy.
I would, as your friend and culinary consultant, I would absolutely take all the time you need to go on Giada's show and just call me and tell me next year when you're available for me. But I would go hang out with Giada before me any day.
By the way, you got cigars now that you're putting out? You got, are these Flavortown cigars?
They're going to be. Now, this is Flavortown Kitchen. This is our. This is my virtual. This is the Ghost Kitchen virtual restaurant.
But you got a humidor over your left shoulder.
Oh yeah. No, there's a. There's one. There's one over there too.
Oh. Okay.
So I'm getting ready. My buddy Eric from Espinosa Cigars out of Miami. We're getting ready to come out with the Flavortown Guy Fieri cigars. So probably November, December is when we should launch them. But knowing that you're a cigar guy, I will make sure that you have one of the first boxes that come out. But we're going to do a nice selection. I'm a big Maduro guy, Torpedo, big ring gauge, but some nice lighter, you know. We'll have a good little selection of it.
Don't you have a sign back there that says that renowned egg hater behind you?
No, but I think that, you know, since everybody sends you something.
No, it's there.
Now we'll fire up. Now, that doesn't say we're not, no, just this Flavortown.
Oh, okay.
I will get an egg hater. I'll get an egg hater just for you.
Oh, okay.
I'll put one. Are you an egg lover?
Not a deviled eggs, but I'm okay with eggs. I'm okay. I love
Running
your face.
Yolk,
I love
it. Over the toast kind of guy?
Yeah, yeah. Butterfly toast. Yeah, I can do that. But I love when you're doing diners, drive-ins, and dives, and somebody brings out an egg, and just the look on your face is awesome.
Well, when I was on Jimmy's show, when I was on Jimmy Fallon, he knows that I don't like eggs. And we were having this little joke about it before the show. And so, of course, as we're talking about this, the next thing I know, middle show, he brings out a carton of eggs and puts it on the counter. And he said, I heard you don't like eggs. And, you know, what would it take for you to show? So chugging a couple raw eggs, no problem. But cracking a raw egg over easy on top of some toast, my wife will do it and just knows that it drives me crazy. It's just not, you know, it's not my jam. Do I use eggs? I cook with eggs all the time. It's a necessity as a chef, but there's just certain ways and certain times.
All right. Let me know when you come up this way and then
I need your picks. I need you to send me some recommendations. I know your whole team.
Yeah.
Your stable there of crazies. Come up with a list. Give me some ideas. I'd love to get some insight.
Okay. All right. That sounds great. Thanks for joining us, and always great to talk to you. That's Guy Fieri, celebrity chef, host of Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives. Usually on Friday, you probably start now with those shows. It just starts on Friday, and it's like a marathon of Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives. Yes, Paul?
Do you guys have that where there's a food where it doesn't make you ill, but it repulses you to the point where you're not going to eat it, not so much so it's repulsive?
Repulsive.
Yeah, where it really, really bothers you. You're from your childhood or whatever. That you're just not ingesting it.
Something that's live. Like my wife will have like a live scallop.
Really?
Yeah.
What does that mean? Like it's moving around the kitchen on its own?
Like if you go to a sushi restaurant, you can get live scallops. It skeeves me out. Yes, Todd.
We all went out to dinner once, and I thought I was ordering one kind of fish, and what they brought out was where you can, like, see the fish with his face and his eyeball, and, like, you're eating it as if it was just...
Oh, yeah, but...
I don't want to see, like, what it, like, looked like when it was alive. That's the worst thing for me. I can't deal with it.
I'm with you on that. When they say, do you want us to, like, debone or whatever, and instead they just put the fish, and that guy's looking at you like, yeah... Look at what you're doing. Look at what they did to me.
So unappetizing. Yeah.
Now enjoy.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yes, Paulie.
I didn't realize Chili's had bone-in fish on the menu. I was shocked by that.
Time. Applebee's.
Yeah, my bad.
Applebee's. All right. Yes, yes, yes. All right. McLovin, you got a food you hate?
Well, I hate raisins. I don't like when they're added to things. That's like, if it's a dessert with the raisins, it's off the table for
really?
Me. But I don't like have a passionate hate against it.
Mm.
Do you guys like raisins? You don't feel like they ruin desserts?
Well, I don't have dessert. Obviously, look at this body.
Well, yeah.
I'll just eat the raisins. That's it. That could be my only meal for the day.
But aren't they high in sugar?
Yeah, they are.
So, yeah, you don't eat raisins. Yeah. Don't lie to
me. In moderation. Everything in moderation, right?
That's what my grandfather used to say.
Oh, my wife says that to my kids all the time. Everything in moderation. And my kids just mock her now. It's like, everything in moderation.
Everything in moderation. Drink a little, smoke a little, never hurt you.
Everything in moderation, Eric. Yeah, McLevin?
I put out a picture of a turkey sandwich I made yesterday with mayonnaise. Oh, boy, did social media light up. Yes. They are mayonnaise haters.
Yes, Paul.
It was brutal. McLevin put out this gorgeous piece of bread, and there's chicken in there, and there's mayonnaise cascading out the sides. Yeah, it would disturb people.
Like, if you put mustard on that, then I'm good to go.
It's amazing. People who don't like mayonnaise really don't like mayonnaise.
I hate it. But I will have one of these deviled eggs just for you, McLovin. I will try.
What if you love it? Would that be the story of the year?
Would it be bigger than Aaron Rodgers?
Probably. Bigger than Tebow, at least.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I'm with Peter Schrager on this Tebow stuff. Like, coaches do this a lot where they bring in somebody, give them a chance. It's just because it's Tim Tebow. If I said to you, hey, this guy who was playing minor league baseball, he was really good in college, but he gave up on baseball and he wants to go back to football. We would look at this as, boy, that's a really interesting story here. This guy who once played football, played baseball, minor league baseball, and now he wants to try in the NFL. Boy, what a long shot. But man, that'd be interesting if he made it. We don't attach that to Tim Tebow. It's like, what are you doing taking up somebody's roster spot here? What, you couldn't make it in baseball. You couldn't make it in football. Yeah, Paul.
Dan, you're right. The Ravens are signing a former high school teammate of Lamar Jackson's. He played college football on a very low level, but he didn't get drafted. But I guess Lamar talked to the team, and they're going to give him a tryout.
Is that the headline, Lamar Jackson has more input over the roster than every other quarterback in the league?
Aaron Rodgers, mark?
Lamar enjoying his seat at the table?
Wow. Yes.
He's running that franchise.
Yes, apparently. Yes, McLovin.
Yeah, Baker Mayfield, all these guys are going to bring in like a friend and it's going to become a headline. I love this. We could start a huge scandal here.
Well, Aaron Rodgers only wanted a guy named Jake Kumerow to stay on the roster. Like, could all of this have been prevented if Jake Kumerow was still on the roster there? Yeah, see.
Yeah, him and who was the other dude that was cut now that I can't think of his name? I'm blanking on his name.
Jordy Nelson?
Yeah, Jordy Nelson. Thank you.
Yeah, if Jordy had stayed.
List the most impactful Packers wide receivers of all time. Sterling Sharp, Jake Kumerow, too.
Yes, McLovin.
Do you think this who signs the long-term deal is going to be the next big quarterback story? I know Baker, Lamar, and Josh Allen can possibly do deals. So if one of them does a deal, is the media going to jump on, why isn't this team signing the other guy?
But what if you have a bad year this year? What if Baker regresses? What if Lamar has leveled off? What if Josh Allen goes back to trying to do too much? I mean, look at Jared Goff. You know, it's like, this guy, we got to get rid of him. Carson Wentz, got to get rid of him. Mitchell Trubisky, got to get rid of him. It's. But if I'm going to sign you to $100 million contract, I'm not doing it early. Mahomes, I understood. There's only one guy. Even Lamar Jackson, I had an NFL source say that people around the league, not with the Ravens, around the league are still skeptical long-term with Lamar Jackson. Baker Mayfield, I'd still be skeptical. I want to know, I always think he gets in trouble when he tries to be more than what he is. But when he does it with what Kevin Stefanski wants him to do, I thought he can be a really good quarterback. You know, he's not a top 10 quarterback, but to be that quarterback who can make some plays, you got what appears to be a great defense. You got some skilled position players. Let others do the work. Don't try to do too much. Yeah, Paulie.
That's interesting. Lamar Jackson was interesting because, he MVP, everyone loves him, but if he's got such a good team around him, it's hard to picture them being, 7-10?
Yeah.
Oh, I said that right, 7-10.
Yeah, 17 games. All right, let me take a break. We will take the devil's eggs. I always call them the devil's eggs. Deviled eggs. If you're watching on Peacock, you'll be able to see all of this in all of its glory. And, by the way, some new T-shirts. New T-shirts up on the site. We have one that says, Aloha. How did we come up with that expression?
Just happen to enjoy.
Yeah. We also have a cease and desist shirt.
It's fantastic.
And Oh, we have the Super League. We have a Super League.
Still ticking, by the way.
Yeah. Super League t-shirt.
There's a pulse.
Have those. They're available on the website.
They were going to sue us, but they don't have a law firm.
Wow.
No one ever.
All right, we'll take a break. Back after this. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hey, this is Jason McIntyre. Join me every weekday morning on my podcast, Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre. This isn't your typical sports pod pushing the same tired narratives down your throat every day. Straight Fire gives you honest opinions on all the biggest sports headlines, accurate stats to help you win big at the sports book, and all the best guests. Do yourself a favor and listen to Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I want to thank our friends at Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Dan Patrick Show. Panini America has everything you need. A premier collecting experience with the most sought-after NFL and NBA, FIFA, and WNBA trading cards. If you're looking for rookie sensations, they've got that. How about timeless legends? They've got that. Panini America also breaking new ground on NIL, featuring the biggest names. Caitlin Clark's in there, Angel Reese, J.J. McCarthy, Michael Penix Jr., and so many more. If you're into cutting-edge digital collectibles, don't miss Panini's NFT platform at nft.paniniamerica.net. Some of the first opportunities to collect this year's rookie class. Whether you're a collector of physical cards or a digital enthusiast, Panini has you covered. Check out their most popular brands. They got Prizm, Select, Donruss, and so many more. And you got Panini Instant Cards celebrating the biggest sports moments on cards right after they happen, such as Draft Night Instance. Visit PaniniAmerica.net or download the Panini Direct app today. Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Dan Patrick Show.
Hey, have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app, and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279 or visit cheapoair.com/podcast.
Close up shop as we always do on Friday. I'm very lucky to spend 18 years at ESPN and cross paths with a lot of great people. And most of those people that I work with, at least on the air, not there any longer, including Kenny Mayne. Now that the warmer weather is here, it's time to take advantage of the Traeger Wood Pellet Grill. Offering real wood-fired flavor, set it and forget it. Ease, Wi-Fi, connected convenience. And you can control your grill from your smartphone. You can pick one up at a local dealer today. Visit TraegerGrills.com/DP Show. I love my Traeger grill. But even Traeger couldn't help the deviled eggs that I just had. The other guys love them. That's the first deviled egg that I've ever had. And the last one, too. By the way, the pork and the broccoli, awesome. As McLovin said, more eggs for me.
Well, you like the individual ingredients of deviled eggs.
No, I don't like the mayonnaise.
Yeah.
I'd eat the egg whites. That's it. No, not good. Not good.
It would get you a deconstructed deviled egg, and you'd like that a little more. That's always popular.
I don't think so.
No, this is deconstructed.
No, I don't think so. Twice baked. Twice baked mashed. Those are great.
I knew you'd be all over the broccoli. That's very true. Much your wheelhouse.
I know. I filled up my plate with broccoli and then had a little bit of pork there. Yeah, Paulie.
Next week, we should just put bacon and fat on the grill and just really overcompensate the other way.
I'm going to take control of the menu next week. I think so. I'm going to have to man this place up a little bit more. Get a little more testosterone in here.
You should put testosterone on whatever. Yes. Just sprinkle it out.
Yeah. I like to put that on bread.
It's like in a shaker.
Yeah. What do you got there? It's testosterone. Oh. Mo in Arizona has been holding a long time. Mo, what's on your mind today?
Morning, fellas.
Hi, Mo.
I got to call two people out. First off, Alex in Colorado, you got to tell us who your husband's pick is just to make it fair. I mean, come on, that's not right.
Okay.
Two, I got to, since Jeff in Detroit's feeling so spunky, how about instead of waiting till week 9 when they're already out of the playoff race, how about week 1 go against my Niners and we'll do a virtual bet then?
Well,
hit him up and see what he says.
All right. Well, Jeff's, I'm sure, listening. Thank you, Mo. I'll let you guys kind of settle that. Yes, McLovin.
Yeah, I have to wait till after the playoffs because I have to drive to Detroit. That's a long ride.
It has
to be during the postseason.
Yes.
Week 1 will not work.
Yes. If Detroit makes the playoffs, you will drive to Detroit and get a pie to the face.
In one shot, or do I get to stay over and say Pittsburgh?
I think you just drive in, get the pie to the face, get back in your car, and drive back home.
Do I get to wash my face?
I'll let you do that. How long is the drive from Connecticut to Detroit? Yeah, Paul.
You're looking at 9 hours.
Oh.
Maybe 10.
Yeah.
I have it as 682 miles from the studio to Detroit, putting you in at about 10 hours and 14 minutes.
And 14.
Yeah.
I drove to Cleveland to get one of my vaccines a while ago. And I got the vaccine, got back in the car, and drove back home.
That's wild.
That was 17 and a half hours. Stopped one
good time.
Yep. I stopped, going out, got some gas, got something to eat, got there, parked, went in, waited 15 minutes, got my shot, waited 15 minutes, got in my car, drove back, stopped at the same gas station on the way back, filled up, got something to eat, and then got home that night. That was when we were, we had some days off, and I thought, hey, if I can get my shot, wherever it is, I'm going. Yeah, Paul.
It's like the 2020 version of Smokey and the Bandit. You going to go get your vaccine and back to town in 20 hours.
Yeah, I just didn't have a Trans Am.
Oh, that'd have been great.
Yeah.
You should get one of those.
Although, that Mercedes, and then you put it on sort of automatic pilot where it drives, and then you just kind of chill. All I did is...
Oh, did your car have that?
Oh, my God.
Oh, dude, that's so sick.
Chill mode is what they should call it. But you just set the speed, and I just was like riding along. I was like a passenger in the car that I was driving. It was great. What did we learn today? And final results of the poll question. And I don't want to see active war leaders here, McLovin. And I don't care about war.
You're talking about wins above replacement, not war like the
Yeah. So Albert Pujols is by far and away the active wins above replacement, right?
I guess so, yeah.
Not even close. Like he's 23 points higher than Mike Trout.
Yeah, I don't get it.
Who's second?
Wow, war's done the Angels a lot of good.
Zach Greinke is third. Justin Verlander, then Clayton Kershaw. Robinson Cano, so they don't take steroids into account with war.
Wow.
Miguel Cabrera, Max Scherzer, Joey Votto, Evan, don't call me, Eva Longoria, Mookie Betts, Chris Sale. Where is Chris Sale? Remember he was my favorite pitcher? I loved watching Chris Sale. Looked like he weighed a buck 45, but he threw really, really hard. I can't remember last time I saw Chris Sale on the mound. Yeah, McLovin.
By the way, this list is filled with, like, superstars.
Yeah,
and
I know.
It's
I
not that
it.
Surprising.
I got it.
No, I'm just surprised. I thought there were going to be, like, a lot of, like, sabermetric stars that I'd never heard of, and it's all the big guys.
Yes, Pauline.
Chris Sale hasn't pitched this year, didn't pitch last year.
That's why I haven't seen him.
He was 6-11 in 2019. God. A lot of injuries.
Yeah, I know. Well, that build, thrown that hard, it'll catch up to you, obviously. Todd, what did you learn on today's award-nominated program?
McLovin may love mayonnaise, but he wants nothing to do with raisins.
Yeah. McLovin, what did you learn today?
Step dancing isn't really dancing. It's more of a skit.
I will say I was impressed when Paulie did his step dancing.
Thank you.
You called it a skit, though, by the way, just so we're clear.
It is a kind of a skit. But so is line dancing. Dancing is a skit.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I couldn't do the skit. But if you said Cajun two-step and I'm grabbing your lady, you're in trouble. Because there's going to be some magic. Do-si-do. Seton O'Connor, what'd you learn today?
I learned Peter Schrager not above sabotaging one of our segments to win an Emmy.
Oh, man. That's
just ruthless cutthroat.
That is low. Kyle Brandt would do that. I didn't think Schrager would do that. Paulie, what'd you learn?
I learned that if I'm at a club and the Cajun two-step comes, I'm getting my lady and getting the hell out of Dodge.
Yeah, you better say, Dana, you're not going out there with Dan. What did I learn, Todd?
Guy Fieri says wild game is the most difficult thing for the average person to cook.
Where other vans stop short, Mercedes-Benz vans go far beyond. From their customization options, cutting-edge tech, five-star sales service, financial support crew. Mercedes-Benz vans built, equipped, and engineered to be ready for anything. Go the extra mile, taking the all-important first step into an authorized dealership today. A lot of fun this week. Thanks for joining us. Have a great weekend. Safe weekend. Reggie Miller will join us on Monday. Recap all the NBA action. Talk to you then. Dan Patrick Show. One more item as we get ready to go out and sample the goodies off the Traeger grill. The wood-fired grill fueled by all natural hardwood pellets. And Traeger grills enhance everything you cook. Really. Even Tyler can do it. And do it well. Traeger offers the versatility to grill, smoke, bake, roast, braise, barbecue. It's called 6-in-1 versatility. You want pulled pork, you want to put a pizza on there, or even a pie, even cocktails. Traeger makes cooking delicious food incredibly simple. All these recipes you can download, you get the Traeger app, you're good to go, and you can find out about the Wi-Fi or technology. Tyler can be at his desk doing his regular job and control the temperature on the Traeger grills, right? Incredible. You can monitor what you're cooking, change the grill settings while you're doing what you're supposed to do on this show. Learn more, go to a local dealer, or visit TraegerGrills.com/DP Show. That's TraegerGrills.com/DP Show. Good luck.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Hey, guys. Back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Zero Foxtrot isn't just a brand. It's a way of life. Founded and operated by veterans, Zero Foxtrot's unique apparel and gear echoes the grit of the warrior culture. Zero Foxtrot dedicates itself to producing content, honoring the sacrifices of forgotten heroes of the past, and connecting history to the present. Embark on a journey with Zero Foxtrot today at ZeroFoxtrot.com. It's not merely our products. It's about the ethos that we embody. Rugged, resilient, and timeless.